Welcome to the Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Laundry Hour. I am so happy that you are here, that if you have been with me for even an episode, that you are back. If you are new, that you have stopped by. I'm really grateful that God has been blossoming this Laundry Hour time and blossoming just my personal study in His Word and how it's affecting my life, and I pray that it's affecting yours in the same way. I am really excited about today. Today's topic is With All Your Soul, Loving God Part 3. So we have talked about what it means to love God in general. Last week we talked about specifically what it means to love God with all your heart. And it's interesting because as I was looking this week, that our soul is kind of similar to our heart, in that our soul and our heart are both affected by things in our everyday life. Our soul clings and it can faint, it gets weary, and can even keep God's word. I see those things in Psalm 107:5 and 9, Jeremiah 31:25, Psalm 63 verse 8, and Psalms 119 verse 167. But in Matthew 10:28, we see how our heart and our soul differ. Though our lives may flow out from our heart, our souls can be killed. Jesus tells us in Matthew 10, to fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 16:26, Jesus says it in another way, and I'm paraphrasing. Why would we want to gain the whole world and forfeit or lose our souls? For what can a man give in return for his soul? We get the most understanding about our soul from Jesus in these two passages. Our souls can die, and we can also lose our souls. How can our souls live, then? And how can we keep our souls? Well, in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus is sharing with his disciples that following him will not be easy. There will be persecution and hatred for his namesake. And right before verse 28, he says, "Have no fear." Okay, how do you tell someone who is about to be persecuted and hated not to have fear? Jesus goes on to say that human beings can only kill your body, but God can kill your body and your soul. So rather than fearing man, we should fear God. So loving God with all our soul sounds like entrusting our souls into his care. Because if I fear God, I may lose my body, but I will not lose my soul. And that brings me to Matthew chapter 16. Jesus is continuing to share with his disciples that following him means taking up your cross, it means denying yourself, and following him. That if you want to save your life, you will actually lose it. But if you lose your life for his sake, you will find it. He goes on to say after verse 26 that we will be repaid according to what we have done on earth. So let me get this right, Jesus. To follow you, I must seek to lose my life on this earth so that I may find my life in heaven. So it seems our soul is very much not like our heart. Like our soul is much deeper, much truer, much eternal-er. In both passages, Jesus says that loving God with all our souls means seeking after losing our lives here on earth for the sake of Christ. When we do that, we're actually not losing our lives, but we're finding them or perhaps saving them for heaven. It almost sounds like a transfer, like we have a choice to either live here or there, and we can't do both. So would we either enjoy the fleeting pleasures of earth, the desires of our eyes, the seductiveness of possessions, and essentially be like the man in Luke 12:19 who says, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry." But the Lord took his life back that night and called him foolish. Rather than thinking of a transfer of our life, actually, our lives are on loan. Since the Lord took his life, it must have been the Lord's to begin with, which also explains how the Lord can repay us for what we've done here on earth. He has loaned us these bodies and the short time here on earth, not to do what we will with our lives, but to do what he wills. So loving the Lord with all our soul acknowledges that God has given us our souls, our bodies, and our lives to accomplish his good pleasure. So yes, I guess we did get Jesus correct. Loving the Lord with all our souls looks like losing your life on earth, entrusting your soul to God, who will transfer your life to heaven, where he will repay you for your obedience and faithful service while on earth. So let me say that again, a little shorter. Losing your life means you keep your soul. To love God with all my soul, I must love him by losing my life. Now, this is a daunting and honestly terrifying task, but it comes with a comforting promise. If we go back to Matthew 10, Jesus finishes that passage by saying that we are worth more than the sparrow. So we don't have to fear the persecution, the hatred, and taking up of our cross, because the Father will not let us fall to the ground. He is faithful in keeping our souls and welcoming us into his kingdom with a resounding well done. Jesus closes by saying that he will acknowledge us before the Father in heaven if we acknowledge him before men on earth. That is a promise. We do not have to fear, what if I lose my life and I don't find it in heaven? If you lose your life here on earth for Jesus, he will be waiting to talk you up before the Father. That is a promise. And I think it is perfect that Jesus is our person of study this week, because he is the perfect example of how he loved the Father and loved us by losing his life. A great leader would never ask his followers to do something he wasn't willing or wasn't going to do, because Jesus lost his life to love, so will I. Will you? Can I pray over you? Oh, Father, that was a lot. And we know that your word says it. And we know that deep down, somewhere in us, we're supposed to do that. But it's scary. We want to keep our lives. We want to enjoy the things and people and do stuff. We have dreams and we have hopes and we have plans. And then we have just day-to-day desires like eating a pizza. Not to say we can't eat a pizza, but my point is that we want to save our lives. We want to. But choosing to love you with all of our souls means our heavenly life is more important than our earthly one. So we have a choice to make, to save this life or to lose that one, or to lose this one so that we may save that one. Though terrifying, you have also comforted us with a promise. One, you are our perfect example. You are the example of what it looks like to lose your life, but to keep your eternal one. And we put all of our hope in you. Why not? Why would we not follow you? And two, not only your example, but your words. You say that if we do this, we will gain that life in heaven. You say that. That's your promise to us. You say that if we acknowledge you, you will acknowledge us. So, my prayer now is that your example and your words would be big enough, that we would believe you enough, that it wouldn't be as terrifying anymore to lose our lives, but exciting. Because we are not looking at earthly life anymore. We are looking at our heavenly one. Colossians 3 says, not to think about things of this world, but to think about things in heaven. Because that's where our life is. Our life is hidden with Christ. So I ask, Lord God, that you would just change our perspectives by your word, by the power of your spirit, by answering this prayer. That we would choose our heavenly life over our earthly one. That we would lose our lives to love you with all of our soul. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. Really and truly, I would love to hear what you guys have to say, because I get really encouraged seeing how many people are listening to these episodes, and I'm like, who are they? What do they think? I wish they would contact me. I get excited. I really, really do. And I would like to know you. So if you could email me, I know I say it a lot, but nobody has done it. So I'm going to say it again. JamieMorganWilliams@gmail.com. I truly would love to hear what you have to say. Even if you don't put it on iTunes, that's totally fine. Send me an email. And if you gotta have more, tune in next week, because we will talk about what it means to love the Lord with all of our strength or our might, depending on your version. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited. And until then, I will leave you with 1 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest on you and your families. I love you.